3 years from now, UW's flagship campus hopes to have two cutting-edge science centers, one of them private. That's to get around federal restrictions on embryonic stem cells and to speed up the process by which other biological discoveries get to market. Carl Gulbranson is with Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation, or WARF. It helps patent university discoveries.
All of us are committed to keeping UW-Madison a great public university. But we also recognize the advantages of a private research institute.
The private facility will be named after a couple who wants to advance science at its highest and lowest levels, ranging from UW researchers to kindergartners participating in outreach science programs. John Morgrich is with Cisco Computer Systems. His wife, Tasha, was a teacher. Both think the UW needs a centralized location where engineers, researchers, and scientists of various fields can come together in hopes of advancing biomedicine. Tasha Morgrich.
Great minds rubbing against each other will create sparks that will benefit students, the university, the state, and humankind.
The couple's $50 million donation is the largest individual gift ever to the UW-Madison. A matching grant will come from WARF. That money, along with state funding, will finance a campus institute for discovery, along with a private facility. Chancellor John Wiley says the research will extend beyond stem cells, for instance, to nanotechnology and computers. That's a field where John Morgrich helped turn Cisco Systems into a Fortune 500 company. Now he hopes the UW will profit from his success by developing the UW-Madison into a prestigious science center that can rival the private research institutes on the East and West Coast at MIT and University of Southern California, Davis. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.